Welcome to Alive and Active Life, broadcasting encouragement to live your daily life with God's help and inspiration to reach for more of God by faith. Join Brenda Wolf for today's practical insights.
In a previous article, we shared a fun excerpt from the movie The Kid. Bruce Willis plays Russ Duritz, a grown-up under stress. He regresses to a comfort when he was a kid, a sandwich. As he makes one, he says, "There's safety in a sandwich." He grips his almost finished sandwich and flips it around while stressfully raving. Alfalfa sprouts fly everywhere. Then lettuce flips out. It's not much of a sandwich anymore. Certainly not a perfect sandwich. So let's take a few minutes to explore the perfect sandwich in your on-the-go life. After all, you need to fill the hunger in your soul. Of course, your perfect sandwich needs to be energizing, healthy, quick serve, economical, and yummy. Interestingly, the same kind of thing is true for spiritual hunger. It's not just your body that gets famished. This is about soul hunger and how to fill that ravenous space. Matter of fact, you can almost hear it growling like your physical tummy rumbles when it's hungry. So the first question is, do you recognize that rumbling? Second question, do you know what to do about that hunger? And third, where do you turn to get the nourishment and refreshment you need? First, I suggest check out our initial content that launched Scripture Dissection Materials. Tear into it. That episode explains how and why we introduce Scripture Dissection exercises periodically. In today's content, we'll consider 2 Timothy 3:16. All Scripture is God-breathed and is useful for teaching, rebuking, correcting, and training in righteousness. Interestingly, this short verse contains energizing, quick serve, and economical soul food. It's healthy and it's yummy. The perfect sandwich for your heart. There are always four categories we explore in Scripture Dissection. What does it say? What does it mean? Make it personal and make a commitment. So let's start with what does it say? 2 Timothy 3, verse 16. Here's that verse again. All Scripture is God-breathed and is useful for teaching, rebuking, correcting, and training in righteousness. Well, what does this short verse actually say? In point form, it looks kind of like this. First of all, every portion of God's Word comes from the breath of God. In other words, by God simply breathing truth into life, He provides what is necessary to sustain life. Another point, there are four elements to this perfect sandwich. Incidentally, the two outer pieces, like two outer pieces of bread, are both T words. The first piece of bread is teaching, and the other side of the sandwich, piece of bread, is training. Another point, in between these two slices are two kinds of filling. You might think they're not edible, but each provides high-energy nutrition to live fully alive and active. Without these, all you've got is bread. Those two inner fillings are, number one, rebuking, number two, correcting. And then the final point we want to look at before we get into it is that each of these sandwich layers provides nourishment you need for a righteous life. That's what the verse says. Now let's go on to what does it mean? First of all, Scripture is good nourishment. Essentially, God never says or does anything that's not for your well-being. He has your best in mind. Further, His word is manifested in two ways. Number one, the living word, Jesus Christ. You need a relationship with Jesus in order to know God. And number two, the written word, Scripture. You need time daily in God's word to know His messages. So we have the living word, Jesus Christ, and the written word, Scripture. Next, let's explore these four perfect sandwich layers. First, the outer bread slices, the two T words. Both slices must be sturdy enough to hold the contents of your perfect sandwich. Teaching and training. Let's start with teaching. Teaching is the process of providing guidance or instruction on something. Basically, it's laying out important information for someone. God is your teacher. Thankfully, He's the best instructor alive. Incidentally, He proves this through Jesus Christ. There is no more effective teacher than Jesus. He cleverly uses stories, parables, illustrations, and practical life lessons to provide guidance and instruction needed for a healthy life. His teachings are eternally strong. Actually, they can hold all the filling of life. Plus, they provide a strong foundation so you can add all your life scenarios, your challenges, problems, your losses, and any obstacles on top of the bread of His teaching. And you'll get a perfect sandwich every time. Why not let the bread of life support and nurture you? Interestingly, Jesus tutors you in every scenario as you live. This is what teaching means. It's life's classroom. On the other side of your sandwich is training. Actually, training is a bit like teaching with something added, your participation. Essentially, the slice of bread on the other side of your perfect sandwich is applied when you add buy-in to God's teaching. Consider training in some trade or skill. Quite literally, you apply knowledge and information you've been given by adding you into the mix. Then you carry out action steps provided in teaching. Plus, you follow best practice to end up with the desired results. So, if you're learning to cook, you take teaching you've been given. Then you get into the kitchen. Next, you pull out your tools, you know, your pots and pans, cutting boards, knives, measuring equipment, and all the ingredients. Finally, you start to do what you were taught. You train. Gradually, you become proficient. Similarly, if you're learning to repair car engines, you take teaching that you've received. Then, actually, you get under the car. Next, you grab tools you've been told will do the job. Finally, you do what you were taught. You are in training. Next thing you know, you can fix a car. That is what training means. It's life's lab. Let's go on to the two fillings that go in between the slices of bread, teaching, and training. The first one is rebuking. When your soul is hungry, if you hear you're going to be fed some rebuking, your first thought is probably, no thanks. It simply does not land well on your palate. But wait. If you have an accurate understanding of rebuking as God's word provides, you'll change your mind. I've come to deeply appreciate this ingredient in my life sandwiches. It's an acquired taste. However, once you welcome this ingredient, you'll look for rebuke whenever you need nourishment in your spirit. So think with me. If you are being taught something and you begin your training, but you're heading in the wrong direction, perhaps mishandling information you've been given, The best thing is for your teacher to admonish or disapprove of what you're doing. Hopefully, they'll be kind. Especially if you're a surgeon in training, ready to operate on someone's heart, or something like that. Remarkably, the best thing that can happen when consequences are critical is for someone to intervene and provide a helpful rebuke. Unfortunately, many rebukes are given with shattering results. But they don't have to be. God does not shatter when He, the living Word, provides rebuke. In fact, many times, He provides rebuke on the front end of your actions so you can avoid devastating consequences. This is what rebuking means. It's life's schooling in humility. Okay, the other filling in the sandwich is correcting. And that feeds your soul too. Correcting is essential to being healthy. There's nothing more helpful than correcting mid-course to stay on track. For example, quickly correcting course to avoid driving off the road, scraping an embankment, hitting another vehicle, perhaps wrecking your car or your life. God knows how to correct beautifully. Remarkably, His Spirit, with you at all times, provides correction mid-course. In fact, His correction is so helpful, it whets your appetite for more in the future. Listen to this. Whether you turn to the right or to the left, your ears will hear a voice behind you saying, "This is the way, walk in it." Isaiah 30, verse 21. In other words, God whispers to you on your life journey, telling you when to turn, how to swerve to avoid an accident, and which is the best route to get you safely to your destination. This is what correcting means. It's life's navigation tool. So let's go over real quickly the teaching portion. We learned that teaching is life's classroom. Then we talked about training. Those are the two pieces of bread on the outside of the sandwich. Well, training is life's laboratory. Then we went on to rebuking. We learned that rebuking is life's schooling in humility. And then correcting. We found that correcting is life's navigation tool. So that all helps to explain what that verse means. So now we're going to go on to the third section that we always cover in Scripture Dissection. Make it personal. For this section, I simply have some questions for you. As you consider the four ingredients to a perfect life sandwich, consider how to ingest each into your nutrition needs. First question, have you invited God's teaching into every detail of your life? Second question, are you eager to receive His gracious rebuke when you might be heading for trouble, mistakes, or sin, or when your approach might be unhelpful for another person? Number three, do you respond with gratitude and cheer when you hear God whisper correction into your heart? And then number four, have you fully embraced every aspect of your training each day with the goal to be more like Jesus? Next, we're going to make a commitment, and that's the fourth section. Here we go with some application thoughts and questions. Number one, are you invested in your spiritual, emotional, and relational health enough to enjoy God's perfect sandwich regularly? Number two, what teaching is the Lord asking you to learn right now? Three, in what ways are you personally participating, carrying out His training? Number four, when you hear God's loving rebuke or correction, how do you respond? Do you ignore Him? Brush aside His prompts? Or do you light up inside and say, "Thank you, Lord, for this correction. You just saved me from a mistake. You remind me I've committed to grow." And number five, what do you need to change to enjoy better health and nutrition in your soul? I invite you to follow us on your favorite social media. Do sign up on our email list to receive weekly articles. Plus, tune into our weekly podcast using your preferred podcast app or use our online player at the top of each article. Visit our website for resources to get into God's Word and live an alive and active life.
You've been listening to Brenda Wolf with Alive and Active Life. Visit our website at www.aliveandactivelife.org, your web-based home for resources, including books and ebooks, libraries of articles, podcasts, and more, as you navigate life's challenges and issues. Sign up on our email list and subscribe to our podcast to stay current with the tools you need to be the person God designed, living an alive and active life.